you for calling customer support. This is Demetra speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, this is Carol Pope. I called you on June the 8th and also on July the 14th to tell you that I got charged for $99.94 for something that I didn't want, and I sent it back unopened, and she told me on the 14th that I would get an email to cancel this, and I've not received it as of yet. You've not taken it off of my bill.
Okay, let me see here. All right, can you provide me with your...
Pardon me?
Your zip code? Can you provide me with your zip code?
My zip code?
Yes, ma'am.
27284. Yes.
And your name, please?
Carol Pope. P-O-P-E.
Thank you. And verify your shipping address for me.
What?
And verify your shipping address for me.
3940 Hastings Road, Kernersville, North Carolina.
Thank you. All right, I do see here we had our Thrive Formula, essential oil Thrive Formula. All right. It does help with anxiety, back pains. Looks like your account's already been canceled. Let me see here, make sure here. Yeah, it looks like this account's already been canceled here.
Well, she didn't take it off of my bill.
I mean,
credit card. Huh?
The cancellation stops all future transactions, so you wouldn't get any further ones. This was canceled on July the 14th. The last charge was on June the 8th.
Yes, that's the one I don't want. I sent it back unopened, and I didn't want it. I'd called you before to tell you not to send me anymore, but I got one in the mail, and I returned it. And so this is why I asked you to credit my bill for this $99.94.
Yes, ma'am. Like I said, the cancellation wouldn't stop. The charges are already there. It would...
Pardon me?
I said the cancellation...
Say that again.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
The cancellation would stop a charge that's already there. It would stop for any more charges from coming.
Well, I don't want this one. It is charging me for something I don't have.
It's charging you for something you don't have. Yes, ma'am. We didn't tell you to send the product back because we don't accept any return of product back, ma'am. That's the thing there.
Well, I called you and canceled. I don't want this one that they sent, and I sent it back.
We didn't tell you to send it back, though, ma'am, because we don't accept any return product back.
Well, I don't know what happened to it, but anyway, I didn't get it. Don't have it.
Trying to get it and don't have it. Yes, ma'am. I wouldn't be able to do anything. I mean, because that charge is valid, ma'am. I mean, that's why you wasn't refunded, because we don't accept any return product back. We don't tell you to send the product back. You just wanted to cancel the account. And then... you asked for a refund the day you tried to call in and cancel, but we told you that charge was valid. You called
How can it be valid when I don't have it? In other words, y'all are just going to screw me out of $99.94, right?
No, ma'am. You called in before you sent the product back. And that's the thing. You called in before you even sent the product back, and we told you not to send the product back. But you sent the product back anyway.
Well, I don't have it.
I do understand that. But you don't have it. But, I mean, we did not send
it. I didn't receive it or I sent it back. Whichever one it was, I don't know. I cannot remember back to June. But I don't have it. I don't have any of this product here. I had the sample that I got months and months ago. But that's all I got, and I like I said, I called to cancel it, but she still didn't give me credit for what she's charged with for that I've not got.
Yes, ma'am. You received that product back in you received that product in June. You did receive that product, and we told you not to send the product back, but you said you sent it anyway.
Why would you tell me not to send the product? In other words, if you send me something, I'm going to pay for it or bust, right?
No, you just have, all you have to do is cancel before it even, you have to cancel the account before you even get the charge.
Thank you.